joining me on the podcast today. Peak performance is my topic. Sports psychology. How can we learn as a individual who's aspiring student, aspiring a businessman, aspiring parent, aspiring student in some form, learning a new lesson, learning a new instrument, learning a new skill? How can we learn sports psychology and gain peak performance in whatever endeavor we undertake? Well, let's take a look at this and see how this flies for you and might be helpful. As you look at your life, you look at your future, look at the area endeavor in which you find yourself, the goals that you have for yourself and what you're trying to achieve. Sports psychology is all about optimization. How do you optimize your performance? How do you optimize a situation? How do you optimize your skills? How do you optimize your experience? How do you optimize your thinking patterns so they become focused and you become driven to become a successful, a well-achieving athlete or businessman or, you know, whatever? Everyone who wants to live to their full potential can benefit from the kind of services that sports psychologists offer. Sports psychology specializes in optimizing the mental and the emotional and the physical factors that motivate and drive and control performance. Now, the great thing about athlete competition is that being the best at your sport is always the goal of the game, always the goal or the objective of what you're endeavoring to do athletically. Being the best at the sport requires a great deal of personal discipline and focus, and that can be transferred to other areas of life as well. Many of the strategies that sports psychologists use with college and world-class athletes can be transferred to your acceleration in the field of business, your acceleration in the field of professional life, your acceleration in your own personal development. So here are two things that are important to keep in mind relative to your performance, whether it's athletic performance or business performance, whatever. Two things to keep in mind. First of all, you have to know yourself. You have to have self-knowledge. You have to understand yourself. You have to have a good sense of what you are and who you are and what your capabilities are, as well as your weaknesses in areas that are not functioning real well for you. Many people take psychological tests. Many people consult a psychologist to have an evaluation and some feedback as to their own personality and their own capabilities, areas of weakness, areas of strength. What are your motivations? That's what's important to know. What are the particular skills and attributes that you have as an individual? Not necessarily athletically, personally. How do you function and how well do you function? And using these tests and instruments and interviews and so on, you get to identify the kind of leadership skills that you have and that you can match with a team or an area of sports so that you can function at peak performance. So first of all, you have to know yourself. Very important that you spend time studying yourself, reading about yourself, getting feedback from others, and even it's a painful experience at times. But it does help you focus. And then follow up so that there's some, not only some understanding of it, but some implementation of your personality in the area of sports or business or whatever area of endurance that you're taking on. Okay, here's the second point. If you're going to master in some area of personal performance and be successful, you have to understand some of the dysfunctional personal problems that you have in your life. You know, some years ago, I met with a young man from the local university who was quite a star in the area of shot putting, and he was up for state recognition and state competition. But he was not able to get to that point where he would have confidence to know that he could succeed. So he sought me out, and I spent about 5 sessions with him. And during that time of 5 sessions, we identified many areas of family dysfunction and family concern and family worry and family upset and trauma that this young athlete was dealing with and had not yet resolved and settled. And in the course of my 5 sessions with him, we dealt with each of these family events and family traumas and family dysfunctions, if you will. And in the course of that, he was able to resolve, you know, his family issues. He practiced and he practiced his shot putting and went on to become a second place leader in shot put for the state of California. You know, this was a major development, you know, in his life. He would not have achieved that level had he allowed the problems of his personal relationships with his family to go on unaddressed and undealt with. So for some, you have to deal with unresolved memories. Memories of failures, memories of past mistakes. You have to deal with the memories of negative attitudes and ideas and opinions of the people in your family. Sometimes you have to deal with mind-altering substances that you've been taking and playing with. You got to get that out of your life and not depend upon some source or some substance to get you to a higher level. You got to shift that to yourself, your own abilities, your own skills. Sometimes it's poor dietary choices, eating habits, if you will. If you have an eating disorder, hard to be an athlete because that's going to catch up to you and you're going to fall down and you're going to weaken under years of poor eating habits. And obviously, you have to deal with interpersonal relationships. Sometimes it's with a coach, sometimes with a teammate, sometimes with a family member, sometimes it's with the audience, sometimes it's with your friends, it's sometimes with your support system. Interpersonal relationships are real, and they can cause you to be dysfunctional in the area of your own personal skill, whether it's shot putting or whether it's something else. So to be a successful athlete, sports psychology, the lesson is this: know yourself and enhance your strengths, and then move on to the problems, identify them and reduce them and minimize them and eliminate them in your life so you don't have that interference in your own professional development. Now, if you're going to have peak performance, you have to have certain skills. And sports psychology says these are the skills that are necessary. And you need to have them and you need to really focus on them and develop them. One is goal setting. You have to have effective goals, specific goals. Not goals that are too easy to achieve. Not goals that are too difficult to achieve. But goals that are right for you. Goals that are right for you at this moment in time. Goals that bring you to a higher level. Maybe there will be a goal later on that even to a higher level. But goals have to be realistic. They have to be attainable, measurable, and goals need a general plan by which they're going to be achieved, a success, if you will. How are you going to go about achieving the goals? What are the steps you're going to have to take? You got to write that out on paper. Okay, that's number one. Here's number two. In sports psychology, says for achievement, learn to talk to yourself positively. You know, we are constantly thinking about ourselves, and sometimes we have a lot of negative thinking, stinking thinking, I sometimes refer to that. Negative self-talk. Negative self-talk leads to depression and anxiety feelings, lower self-esteem, and that can often be a cause of poor performance. You can think about how you are and depreciate yourself compared to somebody else. Use thought stopping. When you have negative thinking, use thought stopping. When that thought comes to your mind, just say, stop, 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 stop. No, no, no. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get that thought out of your mind. Because it's nothing but distraction and defeatism. Negative self-talk has no place in achievement, particularly higher levels of achievement. Talk well to yourself. Talk about your skills. Talk about how well you can do things. Talk about how well you did things in the past and how you did this very task before, this very performance before, and how well it went and how well you did. It's sometimes referred to this as psyching yourself up, but it's realistic talk, not just false talk or make-believe talk. It's realistic. Things that have actually happened to you. Self-talk promotes mental toughness, and you can apply it in all areas of achievement. Here's the third point, imagery. Sports psychology teaches that athletes must use imagery. They use imagery to create the ideal picture of the desired performance. In other words, how do you see yourself performing? How do you see yourself succeeding? How do you see yourself being number one? How do you see yourself being successful? How do you see yourself being in a competition and coming out on top? What are the steps? What are the aspects of it that you can imagine? Sit back in a chair, close your eyes, and imagine. Use imagery. Imagine yourself going through a task, going through a competition, and coming out on top, succeeding. Imagery can be very useful to overcome fear, overcome anxiety, overcome excessive amount of arousal. We want to have positive mental training. We want to have positive mental thought patterns. Not necessarily an attitude, but an actual image, an actual visualization of yourself in a task, yourself in a sporting event in which you are succeeding, in which you have succeeded in the past, if you will. And here's the next one. If you're going to succeed, if you're going to achieve at peak performance, you have to use visual motor behavior rehearsal. Visual motor behavior rehearsal. If you're a pitcher on a baseball team, you imagine, you sit back and close your eyes and you imagine what it feels like to deliver a pitch to a batter. What all the muscles are involved, all the thought patterns that's involved, all the visual cues that are involved, all the muscle systems of the hand and the arm and the back and the shoulder and the stomach and the legs and the feet are all visualized. You want to visualize delivering the product. You want to visualize what it's like to run a race at high speeds and what the body feels like and what the body goes through and what the body, how the body functions at that high level of competition and high level of success. If you're a businessman and you're selling a product or you're giving a speech, visualize yourself in that situation, giving that speech, and visualize the audience being responsive to you, being acceptable to you. Visualize yourself delivering a speech that comes across with power and with conviction. Imagine the muscles of your face. Imagine the posture of your body. Imagine your eye roaming about of the audience. Get the feel of that. Go through the process. Go through the procedure. Go through the action imaginatively. And at the same time, imagine yourself relaxing, letting yourself maintain a level of relaxation, not to become overly tense and overly anxious and overly tight. You have to let your body relax and go through the motions, go through the action as a relaxed person. So in a state of relaxation, how does your body deliver the pitch as a pitcher? How does your body deliver a speech as an author or as a speaker? How does your body deliver a message when you're selling to a customer? A state of relaxation, but yet there is this imagination of how well you're delivering your message to the person with whom you're speaking. And the last one is relaxation training. You have to train yourself to relax. You have to notice when your muscles are beginning to tense that you can intercede and relax. You have to know when your thoughts are anxious and stop those thoughts and then relax the body, relax the face, relax the mind, relax the forehead, relax the face. You have to know how to relax muscles, quiet the muscles of the back or the neck or the arm or the hand. Whatever it is in your presentation that's overly anxious or nervous or will be an interference, learn how to relax. Relax the parts of the body that are important to the delivery of the product that you're trying to do in real life, whether delivery of a pitch as a pitcher, delivery of a speech as a speaker, or delivery as a sales product, as a sales pitch to a potential customer. That's what it's all about. You put that all together. It's training. It's training yourself day by day, spending moments during the day, spending minutes during the day, periods of time during the day, throughout the day, taking bits and pieces of these things. Maybe today you'll work on relaxation training of the body and of the full, all the muscles of the body. Get them to relax. Maybe tomorrow you'll work on the technique of just keeping your eyes focused on the goal, clearly identifying the goal, if you will. Maybe another day you'll work on just that visual motor behavior rehearsal, what it's like to go through the motions to carry out the task that you've been assigned. In other words, get into the action. Get into the event. Get into the plan. Get into the performance that is successful and achievable. And make sure you've cleaned up your act. You've cleaned up your history. You've cleaned up your past. And make sure you understand yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses, and be on guard. But you want to build on strengths is really what you want to build on. So there we are. Thanks for joining me today in the podcast. And let me refer you to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Let me give you there a book entitled Achieving and Living a Healthy Lifestyle in a World of Stress. There I deal with many of these issues that I talked about today and how you can reduce your stress in your life and achieve a life that is achievable and manageable and successful. So pick it up. Now let's enjoy it. Bye.